Good morning. It's June 1st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of a book by the same name. Today's title is Uncertainty. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. My wife is a light sleeper. I am not. Most obstetricians learn early on to sleep comfortably standing in an elevator. My wife, on the other hand, will awaken when she senses those butterfly wings flap 12,000 miles away in North Africa. Recently, we discussed sleeping in different bedrooms, maybe once to twice per week, because even though I always sleep soundly, evidently I flop around like a bass on a dock and occasionally make breathing noises reminiscent of a moose. With the kids grown and gone, we have alternative places to sleep. I figured that since I sleep at the hospital once or twice a week, another night was no big deal, so last night I stayed up watching Netflix and let my wife fall asleep. I checked on her, turned out the light, and went down the hall to one of our daughter's old rooms and climbed into that bed. About 5 a.m., shortly before we would normally awaken anyway, she came quietly into the room and sat on the bed with a sigh. I asked what was wrong. She said that she didn't know where I was. She had awakened about midnight and laid awake waiting for me to come to bed. Then she fell asleep for a while, awakened about 2 a.m., and was alarmed when I wasn't there. She'd gotten up, checked the TV room, checked the room upstairs, and finally realized I must be in Allison's old room. By then, there was no hope for sleep, and she lay there awake for 2.5 hours, not wanting to wake me. In short, my compassionate decision to sleep elsewhere was a complete bust. Why? Uncertainty. My wife was uncertain whether I was coming to bed, had fallen asleep on the couch, was sleeping in a kid's room, or, not too unlikely, had been called back to the hospital and wasn't actually in the house at all. We're faced with uncertainty every day, and it is always uncomfortable. Will you get the job after the interview? Does the x-ray show that the problem has resolved? Are we part of or excluded from the next round of furloughs? Will this pandemic ever end, or will it just get worse? Will the very fabric of society be rent apart over race relations? Is my loved one going to survive this bout of cancer? What happens if I die? Am I aware of my circumstances? How will my family do without me? Uncertainty. Not knowing. It's something everyone deals with and nobody likes. But Christians have an assurance that others do not. Unbelievers have no guarantee of an afterlife. Unbelievers have no guarantee of salvation. They have no guarantee that they will see loved ones again in that afterlife, no matter how they perform in this life. That assurance brings a peace and a freedom to Christians that others may not feel. What Christians need to do is remember it. As we face the ups and downs of our relationships, our jobs, and our health, we need to keep in mind that all of what we are experiencing is first, transient, and second, not an admissions test. Our salvation is a gift to the undeserving. Once we have realized this, repented, accepted Christ, and become open to the working of the Spirit, there is no failing grade that will keep you out of heaven. That is the nature of our assurance. The ultimate uncertainty, is this all there is? What happens after this? Is one with which we never have to deal. Thank God. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. John 6:47. Dear Heavenly Father, what an incredible gift you have given us in the assurance of our salvation and an eternity with you waiting for us. Let us awaken every day with the Holy Spirit whispering in our ears, how will you show the Father's love to another today? Who will hear the word Jesus on your lips today and ask about him in your life? We are blessed indeed to have certainty replace insecurity in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.